This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, good evening. Things are back on normal footing now. That's nice. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed they do. And we're about to start the build. I've got to call them, I guess, tomorrow. And we will start the bill-proof project.
So simple that even you could do it, eh?
Yeah, but that's what makes it bill-proof.
Yeah, I am the bill.
So anyway, joining us again at the beginning of the week is Rob Morse. No matter what day it is, when this week begins, when the Lock and Load week begins, if Rob's available, here we go. You were on the road.
Man, was I ever. I got to make a bunch of new friends at the Central Florida meet and greet. Technically, it's Region 5, but they pulled people from every end of the state. You know, unfortunately, well, Rick Ector and Marcus Weldon were supposed to come down from Detroit.
Right.
It's pretty easy to invite guys down from, you know, the snow belt this time of year. The weather was pretty much as good as Florida gets. How it can be 46 at night and by the morning we still have mosquitoes. Ah, that's just...
Those are hardy mosquitoes.
I swear. Charlie Cook was there, Masad Ayoub, and Gail Pepin came over. Okay. They're locals. They're just a couple hours away.
I know. They get to train 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That must be... I'm not going to sit there and lament. How did it go?
They had about 80 people. I stayed over. It was Saturday during the day. I arrived Friday, left midday Sunday. Just a warm bunch of people to talk to. Somebody said, gosh, you drove 13 hours. Isn't that a lot? And I'm going... To meet 80 interesting people, I think a 13-hour drive is kind of a bargain. You know, if I had to pick them off one at a time, I'd never get back home.
You made that drive in 13 hours?
Well, one way.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking, when I was in Leesville, Louisiana, when I was stationed there, it used to take 17 hours to get from Leesville to the upstate of South Carolina.
Wow.
Have they redone the highways in Mississippi? Because those... They were like concrete slabs that were like, I don't know, 20 feet long, but none of them were the same height. So it was quite the ride.
Well, it's I-10 all the way. The weather wasn't too bad. There weren't too many places where they were working on I-10. It's worse in Louisiana. I can't complain. No real travel problems. I did get to meet two friends along the way. Clover Lawson and Shayna Lopez Rivas. So
I've never gotten to meet Clover. I've always wanted to. And well, you know, Shayna, I know Shayna through you. So, but right. Clover and I have spoken many times offline, and you know, I've never gotten a chance to meet her. But she's always struck me as kind of funny. She's very humorous to talk.
She is. She's a ball. Now, Masad did his usual excellent job. And he talked about Aurora. I would guess we will as well.
Sure.
Where, surprise, surprise, the media is shocked, and once you dig through the shock, everybody really should yawn. Oh, another government failure. Here we now had a felon who was able to get firearms.
And pass a background check.
And passed several background checks. He didn't have his firearms owner's ID card removed in Illinois, even though Illinois runs that registry every night.
Let me ask you a question. With them, do they go through the federal firearms background check?
For every person who's a registered gun owner in Illinois every night. So they knew he was in violation. It looks like instead of actually trying to take guns from illegal possessors, this was really just a police make-work project for years and years. We should be furious. They've been lying to us.
Well, you think. I know of an FFL around here who had a real desperado come in there and try to buy a gun. And when they got the background check was so bad that they wanted on the end of the phone where they were doing the background check, they wanted to know if they could keep him there for a bit. And they gave him a couple of stories to get him to come back. But then when they tried to call in local law enforcement or local ATF or whatever it turned out to be to come and watch him try to take possession of a gun, which he could not possess, nobody showed up.
Wow.
On the other side.
Can you imagine how that hangs out the local firearms dealer?
Well,
maybe I'll hang a gun right in front of you, knowing you're a felon who shouldn't have it, and I'm going to bait you? Wow.
Yeah.
That just seems scary to me.
Well, but, you know, shouldn't they, if a prohibited person is trying to buy a gun, shouldn't they be reported for trying to buy a gun?
Hopefully and arrested. But sadly, what is that? Less than a percent of them actually are?
I haven't seen the latest figures. Now, I know, and I saw this, and at first I thought this was a 10-year figure, but I've actually seen it borne out twice. They're saying that 7.5 million illegal aliens tried to buy guns last year, and they didn't get reported to anybody either.
And the Democrat Congress just said, by the way, ICE and ATF, please do not talk to each other when the illegals show up trying to buy a gun.
That's right. That's right. So,
wow!
Obviously, they're not. So the background check, the whole facade is the reason for the background check is revealed, isn't it? It's not meant to be a public safety measure. It is meant to be a hurdle for you and I to jump.
Right. And so the cops literally said, now follow this one. We spent all the money doing background checks, so we don't have any money to go take the guns from felons.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And on top of that, it was a gun-free workplace. So he had free rein.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even in California,
right
now, where they have the gun confiscation squads, they can't afford, nobody wants the jobs anymore. So they've got about 9,000 or 10,000 guns outstanding of the ones they know they need to be going out to confiscate, according to California with a K law, that they can't go get because they don't have the manpower.
Well, you know, once you've given away all the money, I think law enforcement is one of the first things to be cut in a government cutback.
Yeah. So I don't know how this is, you know, but the reveal is quite telling. And the only problem is that I don't see enough media attention being given to it, because that's a big thing. That is a really big thing.
Yeah, I wrote two articles today. I got back last night. I'll get to it. I swear.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. Now, Rob, who is now the traveling blogger, because he goes out, and he's always been the traveling blogger, though, but he just got back. He just went and met some of you folks, hopefully some of you folks. And then, you know, you can catch his spoken word at iTunes and Stitcher Radio, either on Self-Defense Gun Stories or the Polite Society podcast. It's all out there waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, I keep talking about the Bill Proof Project like that is a done deal. Everybody seems to want to do it, but hopefully we pull that off. But in the meantime, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse from, well, just about everything, the written word, the podcasting and everything. I, you know, right now as I'm sitting here, I'm reminded that yesterday I was on a local radio station, and when I got there, it was new mic day. They bought all new mics, and I'm sitting here looking at my mic, which is about 5 or 6 years old, saying, I want a new mic. But that's all beside the point.
Is Mike Envy? Who knew?
I'm having Mike Envy.
I didn't know that was
a
dangerous occupational hazard.
It is. It is. It is. You know, when they had the same one I had, I was happy. I was like, legit. Now I'm legit. But, you know, now I need that same sure
mic. The other guy's mic is always bigger, huh?
Well, I was, you know, if there hadn't been that board op sitting there, I would just would have liberated one because he had six hanging there. But they'd have noticed it, I think. Anyway, that's enough of that small talk. That's what happens when you get broadcast professionals in the same room. They start talking the small talk. So, besides 26 hours of driving combined to go shake a bunch of hands and hang, how long did you hang out there?
36 hours, I guess.
36 hours. So 26 hours of driving. So you 63 hours combined.
Right. But that's I'll say it again, Bill. If you're going to go meet 80 people that you'd like to meet.
Right.
That's a small investment. That's a great payoff. You'd be lucky to do as well.
I'm going to drive pretty much everywhere I go, except if it's west of, if it's past Dallas, Texas, I'll probably fly. But anything closer than that, I'm going to be driving from here on out. Anyway, so.
Can I give you one more highlight before we jump into the current topic?
Yes, of course.
Foster Coker was there. He's a guy, ordinary guy, common as they come. And he'd had some friends from church over. It was a game night. Pure vanilla. Everybody goes home. One of the grandkids stays to spend the night. The local druggies see some cars in his driveway and assume, hey, he's either doing drugs or there are a bunch of people there we can rob. And in the middle of the night, somebody kicks in a door. Fortunately, he and his wife were armed. Unfortunately, 5-shot, 38 specials. The guy's armed, hits Coker in the head. He's beating him. This is a hand-to-hand tussle. Coker gets hold of the gun. His wife shoots the bad guy. He shoots him. The guy creases Coker's skull with one of the shots, goes, you know, through the ceiling, through the next room, is stuck in the molding upstairs, bounces off a lamp in one of the kids' rooms. A real fight to the death between a certified bad guy and a homeowner.
This happened down there while you were down there?
No, yeah, not right. While, a few years ago. And now he's talking about it to say, bad guys are really bad. And the thought that you'll get a one-shot stop isn't true. They will fight like cornered dogs because they are. They don't think anything about hurting you.
Good phrase, too. I like it. Cornered dogs. I like that one. I like that phrase a bunch. Yeah.
So that was one of the largest emotional takeaways. Florida Carry's pretty active. They got a lot of lawsuits going on. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, they need to counter Marion Hammer, don't they? Anyway.
Well.
That was ugly of me to say.
That was, right. and everybody knows that the Florida Senate has had some Bloomberg money sprinkled on it from the top.
Sure.
So they're waiting to see exactly what that means. They're not bad-mouthing any of the politicians yet.
Well, that will come without a doubt.
I'm afraid it will. I'm afraid
that will come without a doubt because Florida is where that's the beginning of life for the concealed carry movement. They were the first ones to start issuing permits on the basis, the shall issue basis. Although, interestingly enough, just like us, South Carolina and Florida are the only two states in the United States that are shall issue that do have no provision at all for open carry.
Right. Yep.
Weirdness.
Right. Hey, let me jump into a Gallup poll that just tickled me. You ready?
Okay, sure.
After this record poll, they found out that a record number of us say, yes, government is one of our largest problems. Now, that's true for both Republicans who took the poll and for Democrats.
Right.
But I suspect they're answering the same answer, but have very different questions in mind.
Yeah.
Now, remember, this is already after Trump has cut back on government regulation. Libertarians want the government trimmed way down and for it to go away. But I think the progressives are saying, oh, yeah, there's not enough government. We want socialism already. In any case, 35% of us say that government is our biggest problem. And that's the most in two decades. I wonder if they'd rephrase the question as in, is too much government interference your largest problem? Might have separated that out to find out whether we wanted more or less.
I think the numbers would go up if they said that way, though. And that way, you know, but that's the thing about polls. Polls are propaganda to me in a lot of ways. Even the ones that go, if they break my way, yeah, I'll smile about it. But it's still propaganda. Based upon the way they phrase those questions.
You have to be really careful. There is quite a science of asking very carefully crafted questions that are neither leading, you know, if you really want to learn something about what the public thinks, you have to work hard to ask a careful question.
That's right.
Let's see. We've got how long? Oh, just not even a minute.
45 seconds.
When we come back.
Yes, say it.
I want to talk about gun saving lives because I now think that is so important. And again, bless your listeners, bless your show. That's the news that the regular media doesn't cover.
Yeah, it is. So that when we get back, and of course, if you want to read what Rob writes about on a regular basis, you can check him out at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can check him out at Ammoland.com, where he's a featured writer, and at ClashDaily.com. Ammoland, he probably gets reprinted all over the United States. I've seen his stuff just everywhere. It's just like, It's spooky. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com, catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the Mexican border.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. With a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation. When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know, as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it.
Attorney General William Barr said that the Justice Department anticipates it will be able to release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report by mid-April or sooner. In a letter sent to congressional leaders, Barr also says there's no plan to submit the report to the White House before its release. Barr and his team are going through the nearly 400 pages to redact sensitive information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse, fresh off of his road trip.
Bill, I want to talk about guns saving lives. And every time I talk about this, I am just grateful for you and your listeners. I mean, the Lock and Load crew, they know. So here's one. You're standing on the porch in your garden apartment. It's early evening, almost sundown. You hear your wife scream. She's not inside the house, but she's on the sidewalk below your garden area on her way home. A man is attacking her. He's grabbing her, trying to take her purse, and smashing her head against the brick wall. You jump over the railing and land on your wife's attacker. You hit him until he stops hitting your wife.
Yeah.
Now your attacker runs and you follow him into the apartment parking lot. That's when the attacker turns and charges you. Whoa. You draw your firearm and shoot him. Now he runs to a waiting car and drives away. You go back to your wife. The attacker, you know, has hurt her. You call police and EMTs to examine your wife. The police find your attacker at the hospital. He has a life-threatening gunshot wound to the stomach and one in his hand. And he arrived in a stolen car. That, to me, sounds like a movie. What I want us to notice is, wow, there wasn't time to run to the back of your house, get your gun out of the quick access safe, load it, and run back.
Yeah.
It was right there, right now, this instant. And in fact, it's almost a gift. If your wife had been attacked 20 feet further, she would have been out of reach. No,
it's a game of inches, isn't it?
It makes baseball look like an easy sport. I think there's some other things we can learn. When an attacker is engaged with your loved one, yeah, your firearm might not be the first tool you have. A little hand-to-hand might be brilliant.
Yeah.
And you have some of that background. I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really valuable.
It doesn't take that much either. I mean, the philosophy with like Bruce Lee's philosophy was to try to do something very economic, like one or two punches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then run.
Boy, it sounds like a plan. I like it.
Run. That was his plan. Now, nowadays, right? You can go to a hand-to-hand combat class and. Like my friend Jason Carroll, who is a third generation Jeet Kune Do instructor, his instructor lived with Bruce Lee when Bruce Lee was 20 years old. He recommends to most people that carry guns to learn one punch, one joint strike, as in an elbow strike, and maybe one kick. And the reason for that is because you're at varying degrees of space.
Right.
So if you have to create space to draw your weapon because you want to draw your weapon without them interrupting you drawing your weapon or stopping you drawing your weapon or, however you want to put it, you want to be able to do it in a way to where it's going to just work for you. So the punch, the elbow strike, or the kick would be the way to do that. And, you know, to that end, you don't have to be a master, but you can master a couple of things. That's pretty easy to master, just a couple of movements.
And, you know, practice, go take the class, practice a couple times a week. Yeah. The other thing that really shows up in this example is, what are you going to do if you chase a bad guy? Now, I can understand you're just as angry as you can be that someone attacked your wife, but, okay. Like the guy that was attacked by the mountain lion, what do you do now that you got it at arm's length and it's chewing on you?
Time to make a decision.
Right. So most of us, we'd say, okay, do the fight. What's interesting, remember the story I talked about earlier where Foster Coker was attacked in his home?
Right.
The couple had to protect each other. If you and your significant other are both armed and trained, you are phenomenally more capable. Now, being hit from behind by a larger attacker and having someone grab your purse, I can't blame that on bad training. That just could be the luck of the draw.
That can be anybody, no matter how much preparation you do.
Right. Right. The other thing to notice is there really were two attackers. The attacker who attacked the woman and the getaway driver. You don't know if he's armed. Just, you know, okay, he's not attacking my wife. Perfect. You've achieved what you need to.
Without a doubt. That, you know, chasing an attacker, I guess that's where you're crossing that gray area where you better really seriously think about it. Because now if you pull the trigger on him, well, you just committed murder. This is no longer self-defense.
If he is armed, you can argue that he was still, you know, within the initial conflict.
It depends on where he's running to, right? It depends on where he's going to. That is a consideration. If he's running to an orphanage with a Molotov cocktail, you can stitch him up.
Right. On the other hand, in this case, he's running into a parking lot away from you. There are some jurisdictions where that's a problem because of the local prosecutor.
Right.
And that's where listening to the stories that you cover on Lock and Load Radio is really valuable. Run through this with your friends. Run through it. You know, isn't that interesting? We need to exercise our mind as well. during the week as well as our trigger finger on the weekend.
Well, that's the thing. How many classes have you taken? How many classes did you take last year? This is 2019. Now we got to start all over again. How many classes?
Yeah, two firearms and one medical.
Which is about 66% more than I took. But I do go to the range a lot to shoot. Now, I do go shoot a lot, and I do work certain scenarios and everything. I do not sit out there for hours on end and, you know, go through the drills, but I am shooting. So the training part of it, the shooting part of it, that's really the easier part of it, isn't it? It's harder to find, like, a first aid class and integrate the shooting with the hand-to-hand and all that other stuff. Now you're getting into quite the speciality, aren't you, becoming Jason Bourne?
You asked me to do a pocket dump. Just take a video of it. I still owe you that.
You do.
Do you have a tourniquet? Do you have rubber gloves? Yeah, just you're far more likely to help a friend who was cut putting up a storm window and you'd want your rubber gloves,
right,
than you will be to get in a 3-magazine gunfight.
But the same preparation will take care of the both instances.
After the break.
After the break. And, of course, while you're sitting there waiting, if you want to listen to Rob, you can go check him out at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, which is unique here in the United States, and the Ensemble Polite Society Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The 3 cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Hopefully the build-proof project actually comes off, and we'll see how that goes, and we will prove it to you. They have everything that you need, and even I can put them together. Listen, everything else I've touched thus far, cars, mailboxes, walls, potted plants, they all detonate. But we'll see what happens with this. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse. As we do at the kicking off the week, which actually I guess it was good that we had the issues that we had yesterday because you'd been on the road for a long time. You got a little more rest, huh?
I did. And I got to listen to you interview Stephen Sambalia as I got devoured podcasts in the car. And then I get home and I'm searching the news and I see that the Young case in Hawaii was stayed.
Yes, they're very upset about that.
Well, does it surprise us?
For the reason that they stated it for, yes, they're actually very surprised for that because one doesn't have to do with the other.
Well,
and the thought process is that they have done this simply because they're waiting to see which way the Supreme Court's going to go because they're afraid of what happens if the Supreme Court goes for the, you know, with the New York State Rifle Association.
Right. Hawaii may decide to fold quietly.
Well, I don't know if it's Hawaii so much as the Ninth Circuit
at this point.
The bank review, you know.
Well, status judges are going to do everything they can to support the state.
Sure.
But I was reminded about the Ninth Circuit. Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris wouldn't meet with Trump. So Trump appointed new Ninth Circuit judges without their advice or consent.
Yep.
Fine. You're busy shutting down government. You don't want to talk to me? Here, have some Ninth Circuit judges that I chose.
I wouldn't consult with Kamala Harris for what, you know, what am I having to drink with lunch? Fine, Frankenstein. At least, you know, we know what she's about. I mean, she has been in government for a long time. Kamala Harris, if there had been no Willie Brown.
Right.
there would be no Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
Or as Barack Obama would say, you didn't build that, so, you know.
I guess this is good news, but it's politics where I didn't expect to find it.
Right.
Alabama is one House vote. Well, it does. I'm not sure if they have the votes away. One vote in the House away from getting constitutional carry.
Would that be the 16th state?
Yes, I think it would.
Yeah. But the sheriff would.
The Sheriff's Association say, oh, you know, we get a lot of money with CCW permits. We're not so sure we want constitutional carry.
I've heard that before, and I've heard that here in this state. The problem about that position, though, is that if you want to carry a gun out of state, you got to have a permit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it will lead to more. We know it leads to more training. I don't think it really leads to fewer permits. But I have a political compromise, and I wish some enterprising lawmaker would have picked it up.
Right.
Okay, you won't pass political constitutional carry. I'll give you an either or. Constitutional carry, or we reduce the fees to $15 a year for about a 5-year license. And let them be issued by the DMV. Now, which do you want, sheriffs?
Well, first things first. Sheriffs make money via the funding and the budget that they get from whichever county they're in or whichever state they're in or whichever municipality. So, and they all, most of them have some sort of forfeiture and seizure program, which we know how that goes. And I know that's being looked at hard, but nonetheless, they have their funding for what they're getting. Looking at anything else outside of what their mandate is,
right?
Somebody needs to be stepping up and saying, "Sheriffs, you guys aren't in the business of being the guys that have to adjudicate this. That's our job. Your job is to enforce the law. So we're going to actually take away one of your added responsibilities, and you'll be more free to enforce the law now."
Well, In a similar vein, I was just doing some research on the ATF. They earn almost $100 million a year by licensing suppressors. That's a lot of cans,
Bill. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of them, yeah.
Now, that's a drop in the bucket of their annual budget, which is $1.2 billion, I think. But $100 million moves a lot of bureaucrats. I wonder if that's one of the reasons we can't get suppressors deregulated. The ATF is addicted to the cash.
Well, and the thing about it is because of their long time it takes for them to do whatever they do to adjudicate and say, okay, you can have it. Even if they shut it down tomorrow and say, we won't consider any more cans after next year, they've still got a year's funding coming out of that, don't they?
Well, here's the thing that drives me crazy, and maybe you can explain it. I can get a permit to buy a firearm with an instant background check.
Right.
3 minutes.
Right.
FBI background check nationwide. But if I want to attach a can to it, it takes you 6 months. What the heck? That's crazy.
Have you ever listened to some of that reasoning?
I've heard the excuses, but it sounded like word salad to me. It's a it's an NFA item. Baloney. I don't care if it's a porcupine.
Why is it an NFA item? That's the fun part. I've heard certain people say that it is a safety issue because that way you can hear the shots coming.
Have you ever tried to hide a jackhammer?
Well, that's how it sounds. And, you know, but that's, you know, most of these guys are getting their information from TV.
Right.
Casino Royale came out, everybody's like, smart guns, smart guns.
Right. Okay.
James
the
Bond.
Hollywood factor. There yeah. you go. I think you're so spot on. You just spawned another article. We have to, it's the Hollywood factor.
Yeah.
Facts don't matter. The voters have, isn't that interesting? The voters would rather have a Hollywood fantasy than something that they could learn at the shooting range. It's sort of too bad that more gun ranges don't have cans for rent. Here, go shoot us. Here, shoot this gun. By the way, we have one with a can on it. Have you shot one yet? Man, that'd be popular.
It'd be popular to take them. And, you know, those indoor gun ranges have a reverb that is ungodly. Oh. And take a bunch of any gunners in there that say there's... And listen, this is a silencer, so if you guys will go in there, we will demonstrate to you the full capability of this silencer. And they'd all come out, you know, ears bleeding, eyes rolling in their head. Well, that wasn't silence at all. Well, we showed you the full capability of it. We didn't call you guys are the ones calling it a silencer.
That would be a rude awakening to a camera crew. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, well, you know what? We don't have time to get into that. So what were you about to say?
We'll have to save it for next week. We've only got a minute. The number of FOID car applications in Cook County, Illinois, went up sevenfold this year.
I fully get it.
Yeah.
I fully get it. The anti-gunners of Chicago, they can't stop the flow of the information. You can't stop the signal, Mal. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I'm so glad I get to talk with you every week, Bill.
I'm glad that you got back safely and everything. 26 hours on the road. That's all right. I'll be facing that, too, in Indianapolis. So are you driving to Indianapolis?
I think my wife has something up. I can't make Indy. I've never been to the USCCA event that happens later.
We'll see. We will see.
There we go.
Check Rob out either on a podcast or on his written word. You've heard the ways to get him. He'll be back next week. Coming up next, we're going to speak to Jay Jacobson as we answer some of the questions I've been getting about the guns of Franklin Armory. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.